being with yourself in the moment. Remembering awareness. And remembering that relaxation supports this capacity to be aware. Inviting relaxation. Maybe the body can relax. And remembering also that sometimes there can be a relaxation more deeply inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and intestines can relax. And perhaps too, the mind can relax. When the mind can relax, when it's not caught up in worries or concerns about the past or the future, or even about what's happening now, when the mind is relaxed, quite naturally, awareness can be available. Are you aware? What is awareness aware of? Each moment there may be a new experience, a new object. That awareness receives that awareness. Connects with what's here in this moment, what's obvious. Awareness of experience, of what's happening, of the objects, that's usually our most familiar way of paying attention, of being with experience. We know the objects of experience. We know what's happening. Awareness may touch into, connect with specific aspects, specific qualities of the experience. In touch sensations in the body, there may be a recognition of heat, coolness, vibration, pulsing, tingling. The size or the shape of those experiences. Whether they're dense or diffuse. In our mental experience, we may recognize the texture or quality of particular emotions or feelings. Anger might feel like a lashing out. Fear might feel like a pulling back. Happiness might feel uplifting. Confusion may be swirling. Equanimity, very stable. the mind not pulled out. So being aware of experience, there can be interest in the qualities of the experience itself. We may be less familiar with noticing or connecting with the awareness itself. When we are aware of experience, awareness is happening. And so we can know that we are aware. In a way, the awareness of an object can start to reveal or point to the awareness itself. We know awareness is working by how it's experiencing objects. Becoming aware of awareness itself is not a matter of turning around and trying to look at awareness itself. It's more understanding or recognizing awareness through how it's connecting with experience. Not a turning around and looking, trying to look directly at it, but more of a stepping back, an opening up, perhaps. Becoming aware of awareness. The objects of experience don't disappear. They can become a little less specific. We may recognize a little bit less about the detail of the objects as we begin to notice the quality of awareness itself. There can be a range of what the attention is noticing about this whole experience of awareness and object. Sometimes the interest more in the qualities of the object, sometimes more in the qualities of awareness, and sometimes very evenly balanced, aware both of the awareness and the object. Are you aware? What is obvious? Mind has a capacity to recognize awareness, recognize that we are aware. The simplest way is simply knowing. We're aware of an object. Because we're aware of an object, we know that we're aware. We may not quite know how we know. We just know that we know we're aware. It's okay not to know how we know. Just recognizing that, aware of object, awareness is here, knowing that I'm aware. As we're curious about the awareness of awareness, there can become a sense of the experience of awareness, the experience of being aware. This may take some time to develop. For some, it seems more easy and natural. For others, it seems to take some time. For me, it took some time. Patience with just curiosity. Aware, but not knowing how I knew I was aware. One of the qualities of awareness is that it receives experience. It connects with experience. And so there can be an interest in how awareness is meeting experience. It may feel like, it may be that awareness is noticing one experience after another, receiving objects in succession. this receiving experience in succession can itself have different flavors. Sometimes it can feel like the awareness is moving to the object, and that awareness follows where the attention goes. A sense of awareness moving with the objects of experience. Sometimes it feels that awareness is very broad and still, a kind of a field, and that objects appear in the field, arising in that stillness, one after the other. Or perhaps it feels like objects are being received into that awareness, or moving into the awareness. Sometimes it might feel like there's a flowing between objects. Not so much that we see a full arising and ending of it, of one whole experience, but there's an overlap. Experience arises, and then it's replaced by another one. It might feel like a flowing from one object to another. Or it might feel more discreet, almost jumping from object to object, or one object pops in, and then another one pops in, kind of a sudden, jumpy quality to the experience of receiving. Sometimes the awareness is focusing on a particular experience, so that quality of kind of narrowing or attuning to some particular thing. Sometimes it feels more broad. There's no one right way. Noticing how it is for you. It might feel like awareness receives one object at a time. One object and then another object. Or it might feel like there's many objects at the same time. And we may be aware, but not be so clear about what the objects are. That's okay too. We may clearly know that we're aware, but have no idea what awareness is aware of. if that happens, it's useful to just connect with knowing that you're aware. Are you aware? How is awareness experiencing now? At times there will be more interest in being aware of the awareness, and at times more interest in being aware of objects. The qualities of the objects and the qualities of the awareness. The interest may shift between these. We don't have to preference either one. Just noticing how it is for you right now, aware of experience.
Thank you.